Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Tweet at us or just follow us or both. Twitter is at TNT Radio Empire. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Yay, sports!
So we missed our buddy Tom Dustin. He was opening up for Steve-O this past weekend, and we missed him because we were on vacation. And he put a little video out. Do we have the audio of that anyway? Can you get that audio somehow, Puss?
Maybe. Yeah.
Cool, because we got it's really cool what he says about the show, because he's one of our favorite in-studio comedians.
He's great.
Mainly because he could be a member of the show. And that's – I'm not saying we don't have a lot of good comedians on, we don't, but he – he jumps in at the right time, says funny things, and gets the hell out, you know. And a lot of times that doesn't happen with a lot of people.
Right.
You know? Yeah. And he's a really good dude, but he sent a little video to us, and we'll play the audio before we get a chance. But
I'll put it up on Twitter and Facebook, okay. and then I can pull the audio through there.
All right.
He's a Boston guy that could care less about the
sports.
Showtimes.
Yeah, about sports. Yeah.
The Cheaters or the Red Sox.
No, it's funny.
Celtics.
I love that. Celtics.
None of that.
He doesn't care.
He does not care.
He does not care.
That's another reason I like him.
Well, the biggest exploitation of all college athletes in all the world is in the middle of the frenzy right now. And I've been saying for a while that it's, you know, a $500 million take by the NCAA. When actually, you know, reading a little bit more about it, it's almost $1 billion they make off of this tournament alone. Now, they spend most of that money, the NCAA does, so they can't say that they're necessarily
the
business. No, the school's got to do that.
Oh, that's right. The schools pay the coaches.
No,
right,
but maybe they're, you know, a squirrel hole in some, or a rabbit hole in some of that money to, you know, for all the FBI correspondence going on, you know, with their billion-dollar exploitation.
They really got to get rid of one and done, because it's just kind of weird to watch these games and knowing these guys just wearing a uniform until they get in the NBA. They're just playing the game. They have to.
Yeah.
I mean, Zion would be a pro.
Yeah.
A couple of the other guy for the Duke would be a pro, too.
Yeah, I mean, they had three of the best.
Oh, he'd have went right away.
That Barrett,
right away.
Yeah. Now, also, the NCAA, in reading more about this weekend, is very much like the NFL. They don't pay any federal income tax.
Oh, really? They're antitrust?
They're a 501c3 for our CPAs out there. But so they take, I mean, this is their biggest thing, right? Like, it's a month long. Most of that money comes from TV, but it also comes from draw at the gates and concessions at the NCAA tournaments and NIT tournaments for the basketball. So while they're saying they're not a business, this is their Super Bowl, and it is bigger than the Super Bowl financially for them in some ways.
You know, I am curious, because although it's a big money-making thing and it does decent to ratings too, it's funny how it's Sunday night, it ends at 6.
As far as networks.
CBS.
So, yeah.
CBS plays their regular programming, and those other games are on True TV.
True TV, literally.
God,
it
took me forever to find
look
my,
around
my, other
for
channels,
that one.
My other channels.
You just got to look up at the crawl. They give you the icon.
I know they do. Yeah.
The network that it's on.
No, I see the icon. Yeah. I don't know where the number it is on my machine.
Oh, okay.
Because I don't watch True TV ever. Now it's 247 on DirecTV.
Now you know.
Now I know.
Now you know.
Until next year, I'll forget again.
But I think that was the case on Saturday, too. I think they...
They went night. Oh, see, I don't know. I was out Saturday.
Or did they
night.
Go late on the network?
No, CBS had something garbage on eventually.
Really?
It was just on multiple TVs.
I thought CBS goes... Not late on Saturday.
They may have, but they didn't on
not
Sunday.
They
not Sunday, for
gotta
sure.
Got to get your 60 minutes in.
Yeah, with Samuel Jackson.
Yeah, and God friended me.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Apparently that does well in the ratings for him. Otherwise, they wouldn't have kicked basketball off. Yeah.
So if you need somebody to root for in the wake of, you know, this billion-dollar business that's not a business, I would say go LSU. Still alive without their head coach who's wiretapped and FBI implications on paying college athletes.
To be honest with you, at this point, I want Oregon to win it all because of Dana.
Another great rooting interest there. But, all the great stories around this tournament, which every year you can find a lot of great stories around this tournament, and LSU's conversation is not one of them that people are talking about, and the NCAA doesn't want out there. I want them in the Final Four, so everybody has to talk about where their head coach is.
Right. You're right.
Go LSU. We're down to the Sweet 16. LSU plays Michigan State, so that's a tall order. Tom Izzo, who is not afraid to go Woody Hayes on his players. And
yelling at one kid was just yelling at him.
I thought it was fine.
Show was
it's
on.
What
Show
Tom on. Izzo does.
Yes. I didn't have a problem with it.
It's guy, what Tom
guy,
Izzo does.
The guy was being lazy, didn't touch him.
That's how Tom Izzo delivers instructions.
And every ex-basketball player on TV said the same thing.
Yeah.
You get yelled at.
That's what happens.
That's what coaching is.
That's what happens.
Well, I heard a guy specifically say, look, this you sign up to go play at Michigan State. That's what you get, and you know that.
Yeah, you just get yelled at for being lazy.
The guy coaches hard.
Yeah.
And looking at the Sweet 16 as a whole, I have a confession to make. Because of the flooding, water in my basement, work, and just everything, I honestly did not look at a bracket. I didn't have a minute to really – I tried. I would fall asleep until like 10:30 Thursday morning.
Well, there's a lot of people affected by a lot of stuff going on right
now. I still did not have time to actually look at a bracket and fill it out. But I wanted content for this week.
Right.
So I used the auto pick on ESPN's bracket.
Oh, you did? Okay, yeah.
Yeah, I did four different ones. So we'll get to that. But right now, chalk is killing it. If you know what chalk means, it's just the higher seeded team wins.
Oh, yeah, they did.
So you look at the Sweet 16 as a whole, you got a 1, 2, 3, 4. Remember, these are pods. So there's four pods.
Right.
A 1, 2, 3, 4. A 1, 2, 3, 12. That's Oregon.
Yep.
A 1, 2, 3, 5. Auburn, who beat Kansas. Yeah. And then a 1, 2, 3, 4.
Yeah. Yeah, we can argue all you want about letting these other teams in, but the bottom line is the best teams always go
cream
through.
Cream rises to the crop.
14 of the teams are 1, 2, 3, or 4 seeds.
Yeah.
And sometimes cream gets really lucky.
Yes. Like Duke did.
Like Duke.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Yeah,
Paul had to do two of those shots.
That was unbelievable.
The putback, that should have went into. Damn.
It definitely looked like in golf, they say that one was wet.
Right.
You know, that ball was almost in. So chalk, so I did four autofills just because we always, I didn't have time to a blue bracket. It takes too long to figure it out.
So it just does it on its own?
Yeah, it's just an auto pick, and you get four ways to pick on this ESPN one. One, they called it chalk, so that just means the higher seed wins, no matter the matchup. The higher seed
wins.
Did
they do what you did last year, blue?
No, yeah. I was hoping they did.
I know.
I just did not. I didn't have time to go figure it out. It takes too much time.
Don't worry about it.
But so then they also had a seed history. So like every matchup of a 4 and a 7, who wins in that?
Seed history.
And then BPI, which is their like rating system, an algorithm kind of thing.
Is that your fat to your muscle?
Basketball power index.
That is probably more it. Yeah. than your alcohol blood content. Or whatever.
Well, that's alcohol blood content. Yeah. Fat to muscle. That's BMI, right? Okay.
And then this one was great, the fourth one. So I feel I didn't fill out four of these. I auto-selected four of these and moved on with the rest of my day.
Right.
But a coin flip, just a true coin flip, because we always joke every game.
But they coin flip it.
It's just it's a coin flip.
So they coin flip it for you.
I didn't even have to do the coin flip.
Right. Okay, who won all those?
Well, currently, chalk is doing the best. You know, that's the higher seed always wins.
Who do you have winning?
Only
one versus one, because Carolina and Duke could play in the finals, and they're both one. So who wins?
Correct.
That?
Yeah. Well, I think Duke was the number one overall seed.
Oh, they would have been the overall seed, right? So they'd be winning. Got it.
So Duke is picked to win that one overall. Still has got 14 of the 16 in the Sweet 16, and still has its full Elite Eight. It's the only one doing worth a darn. The chalk auto select, but it's only in the 75th percentile.
Yeah.
Because everyone else picked chalk.
Who wins the fat to muscle one?
It's only in the 20th percentile, ESPN's rating system.
All right.
The seed history is only in the 36th percentile. And the coin flip, very, very disappointed in this one. I had high aspirations for the coin flip to make a run for me, to give me content for a while.
I was 15 for 16 the first day.
Ooh.
You are the smartest man
in this room.
I just lucked out.
No, you're smart.
Marquette got upset.
That's what everyone says.
No, I'm not
smart. When they get 15, you are smart.
I picked two lower seeds to beat a higher seed. That would have been Iowa and Minnesota, I think, that first day.
You were close.
Yeah.
12s.
Still smart.
Three 12s beat 5s.
That happens
on that
every
first
year.
Day?
Yeah.
Happens every year.
The first round.
I'm saying the very first day I was 15 for 16. I haven't figured out my bracket since.
Oh, man. Well, that's amazing. I mean, you are smart for
pulling. I'm not.
No, I think, I mean.
For a guy that didn't watch basketball while he lost several teams, once in a while.
I
don't know that.
That's the perception when you hear people talk about their brackets.
Oh, I know.
You're smart.
No, I'm not.
Hold on. No, I disagree.
I was just pissed off Marquette got upset. I'd been 16 for 16.
And then you would have really been smart. Yeah.
No, I was just lucking out big time.
The coin flip.
Yeah. I think Blue's doing okay, though.
Well, I'm sure. We just don't really know. I mean,
yeah, well,
Duke is
Duke
good.
And Carolina. Duke is dark blue and Carolina's light blue.
And so it was the darkest blue, so Duke would have definitely been in the hunt.
Villanova lost.
Kansas would have been in
They're
the hunt.
They're blue.
They are a dark blue predominant.
Texas Tech beat Buffalo, and Buffalo's blue.
Buffalo's blue.
Yeah.
You count Michigan as blue?
Michigan is blue.
They're blue.
Yeah, that's
they go
a dark,
big
deep blue.
Go blue. Yeah. Kind of their chant.
Yeah.
Well, they're in there. Yeah. They play Texas Tech on... Yeah. I'm not sure what day.
We're for the green.
They're
for
on Thursday.
Oregon.
They're on Thursday. Virginia's blue. Yeah. They're against Oregon. That's
well,
Thursday.
Kansas got knocked out.
Yeah, Kansas be gone.
But North Carolina's in that bracket.
More importantly, the NIT. No, Kentucky. Let's move on.
Oh, wait. Right, well, just
Gonzaga is blue.
Gonzaga does have blue.
North Carolina is blue.
Yeah.
A lot of blue. Florida State, not. Tennessee, not. Purdue, not. Auburn has blue in it. Yeah. So the coin flip, very disappointingly, picked Yale, Buffalo, Villanova, and Northeastern for its final four.
The coin flip.
With a Villanova-Buffalo national championship game.
Yale played pretty good the other day.
They did.
Didn't they lose by two?
Yale, yeah, they lost close one.
It was a close game.
So the coin flip.
A bunch of 6'5" white guys.
2.3 percentile. The coin flip is in the 2 percentile. So that was a very big disappointment.
Did you hear the big news? In case you don't have it, I want to bring it up real quickly. The NFL's new rule. Looks like it's going to happen.
What happened?
The NFL. There's only one guy against it, the guy from the Giants.
Again?
So the competition committee thinks it's going to pass. It's fourth quarter. The team that, instead of kicking off, say you just scored in the fourth quarter, you can get a 4th and 15 from your 35 instead of trying an onside kick.
This is through?
Yeah, it's going to pass because they said the only guy against it is the dude from the Giants. On the
Mara?
Yeah.
Huh.
So only the fourth quarter, though. So instead of trying an onside kick, you're allowed to try one play, 4th and 15 from your 35-yard line.
If you miss it, the other
they
team
get
just
the ball.
Gets it there.
They get it right there.
Right. Game pretty much
right.
Over.
So instead of an onside
it's
kick,
like the,
but I think,
it's a play.
That's like the AAF?
That's what, yeah,
kinda.
That's a Todd
is that where they
yeah.
got that from?
Yeah. I don't know.
I think, yeah, the AAF does a two-point.
But that's one thing Cleek can talk about tomorrow because he's allowed to. We just can't talk about gambling.
It's an onside conversion. Instead of a two-point conversion, you're going for possession of the ball.
Or the missed where he shouldn't have called the
apparently
roughing against Brady.
Apparently it's your boys.
Tough angle. That was a tough angle.
I know. For him it was. You're right.
It's your boys that brought this up, Petey. This was a proposal from the Broncos.
Well, John Elway is one of the smartest men in the planet except for his political
taste.
Why would the Broncos do that with no quarterback? Why would the Broncos do that with no quarterback?
Fair question.
Except for picking quarterbacks.
Quarterback evaluation. Hey, you know what? There's only five teams that have won a Super Bowl, or five GMs that have won a Super Bowl the last
year.
There
you go. And Brady, and he's one of them.
And John Elway is one of them.
There are some good NFL notes.
And he got rid of Tebow.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, Tebow's hosting the LeBron James show.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, totally focused on baseball. Tim Tebow is now a part of the Million Dollar Mile.
Is
LeBron
he really?
James
is that
production.
The host of that?
He is the host.
Yeah.
God.
Totally focused on baseball. His dream to be in baseball. So I'm going to host the game show.
Well, LeBron will have plenty of time to pimp it.
That's
that
right.
Makes me want to. Yeah, plenty of time to work on it.
Yeah.
But, I'm done hating on that guy.
Who, Tebow?
That Tebow guy.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, it seems he does, a foundation. He does good work.
He does great work, and I would never take that away from
him. It's the baseball thing that we should
be. A lot of people find light in him. I just can't believe he can't be 17 his whole life.
I don't either.
He can't be 17 his whole life. He's 17 years old.
And Petey gets a pass because Tebow tarnished his team.
Yes, he did.
Forever.
He did.
Forever.
There were stupid Bronco fans thought he was going to be a quarterback.
If my team had been dumb enough to draft his ass,
I wouldn't like him either.
I'd be pissed, too.
You're right. Petey has a different reason.
Petey's
I'm
got
with
a
you
different
on that.
Perspective
I mean, they beat the
this.
Steelers in a playoff game.
Shut up.
I actually hate that game more than you do.
I know. I don't know. Probably about equal. I mean, it's equal. Just don't play baseball and I won't hate you as much.
Yeah, I just go be on TV, man. Just go be a personality.
Be a TV guy. Be a
Quit
TV guy. Yeah.
Faking it, man. Yeah. And
but don't stop being 17. There's nothing wrong with that.
Oh, we just played so hard. I'm just so happy for Craig and you and Mike.
He's too naive when it comes to sports.
It's so great.
He's too naive when he does broadcast about sports. I'm with you on that.
I think that everybody on this team has just worked really hard, and it's hard to pick against a team that works hard.
He doesn't say anything.
Yeah, so you think he's a little doughy-eyed when he looks at the world.
Yes.
Yeah, that's
what I meant.
Unrealistic.
Probably the case.
Yep.
I'm going to offer up, but Craig, this is probably...
Did he get married? No, he's not a virgin anymore, right? Did he get married?
He's
not
engaged,
yet.
I don't know if he's married yet.
Better try that out, man.
Probably an unpopular opinion, but I do like the commentary of that Phil guy from the AT&T commercial.
I do, too.
I like that guy, too.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I would love to hear stories from him when he was a player.
When he was a player.
When they say, okay is not okay. That guy is great. I mean, the announcer guy sounds like every announcer guy.
Right, yeah.
But if they had a color commentator guy like Phil,
it'd be funny.
I would listen to that guy.
Right. Because they're just such nerds at the time.
Just spouting clueless stuff.
The play-by-play guy is always a nerd.
Yes.
Always a nerd.
Yes.
It's just, yeah. You know, and speaking of that, watching that, unnecessary is the orange vanilla Coke, whatever that is.
Yeah, I tried that.
I tried it, too.
Should be on ice cream. I think it'd be great for a float.
What they're doing, though, with a lot of these soft drinks that are flavored, they are, in some cases, making them for the cocktail industry.
Here's the deal.
Absolutely.
Advertising works. Uh-huh. You know, we're in the business. Right. The only reason we exist, the show exists, because advertising works. So I watched it Friday and Saturday. I'm thinking, man, so we're just standing in line at the Hy-Vee, and it was an impulse. Right there it is. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking, oh, here's a can. I'm buying it.
I'm the same sucker.
And when I do drink a soda, it's not leaded, so I had to drive. It's a leaded version, you know.
It is super leaded. It's got like 60-some grams of sugar in it. Mountain Dew has like 30.
I had to get used to the leaded flavor, though, when I do drink a Coke, it's a Diet Coke. But I tasted it. I'm thinking, man, it's just unnecessary. And I didn't really taste much. I tasted more vanilla than orange.
Yeah.
You're right, on a float with
ice cream.
That'd
be amazing.
That'd be good.
When I took the first drink of it,
did you try it too?
I tried it, and I thought it tasted like Coke already with rum in it.
Oh, I see. Okay. Yeah.
Like a Morgan and Coke.
Yeah, that was when I took a first drink. I thought that tastes like a rum and Coke.
If I put a bunch of rum in there, it might be okay. Yeah.
I think if you
might
put,
be too sweet.
I said it wasn't bad, it wasn't great, but it was also unnecessary.
Yeah,
I thought.
If you put rum into that, I think it would be so sweet.
But
you
they
handle it.
Sold their soul on that product, man. That is the only thing they're pimping. Coca-Cola is
sponsor, pretty much.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you use that with the rum to wash down any medication you might be taking.
Usually, Dr. Mina says
I'll check with Dr. Mina on that. But the orange, what else?
Vanilla.
Orange vanilla Coca-Cola.
Yeah. Here's the deal. If I do drink
with
one
rum.
Of those, with rum, I might. But I want two parts rum at least, and then one part.
That's going to be really sweet.
That is.
Well,
that is
either way, it's
really sweet.
I'm serious.
Too sweet.
I always look at sugar content on stuff because, I got to eat less of it. I just need less of it. And Mountain Dew's always been a part of my life. I've kind of cut that out. And I think in like a can of Mountain Dew, there's like 31 grams
or
29
grams. What was in that can of vanilla Coke?
It was like 68 or something. I mean, I looked at it like, wow!
Yeah, it was 160 calories, too, in one of those little cans, but...
I mean, you could have a little. I don't know what your minimum daily requirement of sugar is.
I just know I need less, probably. I eat lots.
I think most people probably need less.
But they had to sell a ton of that.
Oh, yeah, just on suckers like us.
Just for the try. Nope,
there it is.
And I just bought one can.
Yep, you know? I just bought one little bottle. Puss mentioned it, but he's right. You know, the show that Tebow will be working on is a LeBron James production, and he got
plenty of time. What's it about?
It's a race. Okay, it's a mile race, but they just say a professional athlete is chasing you,
somebody's
and then it's got some obstacles on the way.
Well, with us, a professional athlete is catching us.
Yeah, I mean, I'll just lay down.
You're going to catch me anyway, dude.
Damn it. Sorry.
So it's nerds that work out a lot against, just like pros versus Joes, basically.
Kind of. And this will be the first NBA playoffs without LeBron since, listen to this, 2005. First NBA Finals without LeBron since 2010.
Yeah.
That is insane.
I like that, though.
I don't. I like watching LeBron, and he brought me to the table of the NBA, without him, I don't know if I'll check it out.
But I like it because he went to the Lakers, and he didn't. He's uncoachable, and they suck.
He is the coach. What do you mean uncoachable?
Right.
He's the coach now.
Well, it's obviously... basketball is not a priority with him anymore.
Not at all.
Yeah.
And it's great because Laker fans thought they'd at least be in the playoffs.
I think he's accomplished what he's wanted to accomplish in basketball. And
now he's doing this.
To go on to movies and TV.
Yeah.
But he is continuing on a nice tradition of taking all of the Lakers' money and having them still suck.
It's good. It's the best.
Just like Kobe did.
Yeah.
All right. This is Brandon.
Hey, Brandon.
What's up?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good. All right, man.
So I had both the orange and the regular Coke in my fridge, and I'm a bourbon and Coke guy.
Yep.
And I grabbed the orange one on accident. Don't make that mistake.
Not with bourbon?
With bourbon.
Not with bourbon. Yep. Terrible.
It was, but
I still finished it.
I love that. We still finished it. All right, man. Thank you,
brother.
Absolutely.
See you. All right. Thank you.
Rum would have to be probably the drink than bourbon.
Yeah.
Because bourbon's got a more smoother flavor. You don't want to mess up a vanilla orange Coke.
Yeah.
Right?
Does that offend you, Petey, if somebody drinks a fine bourbon and throws some
He didn't
Coke
say
in
it was
there?
Fine. No, he just said it was bourbon and Coke.
Drink what you like, man. Always,
if he's a bourbon
always and, drink with it what you like.
If he's a bourbon and Coke drinker, he probably bought appropriate bourbon for mixing with Coke.
Because I'm thinking if you have a fine bourbon, You just drink that neat, don't you?
You could.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
All kinds of movies, but they make it look like so easy. Like you could drink six of them.
You can sometimes. Yeah, I can't. I could.
You're flat on your ass. Most people are flat on their ass.
Yeah, you couldn't drink six of them on an hour flight.
Right. No.
I think I did on the way to Chicago once.
I'm sure you did.
We got some breaking news.
Really?
We found a hockey or a play-by-play announcer who's not a nerd.
Oh, was it? Is this Ron Burgundy? I haven't heard this yet.
San Jose Sharks have never won a Stanley Cup. Could you say that one more time? You and I shared a couple of Molsons.
I only had one.
You only had one,
yep.
And I had 15. I once saw Jeff Carter with his shirt off in the locker room.
You did? What was your reaction?
He's got the goods. And cleared by the Kings. Take that, San Jose. Zero Stanley Cups. Zero Stanley Cups for the San Jose Sharks. Can I go? He scores. Put that baby to bed without a diaper. They killed the penalty. Yes, burritos for everyone.
I would listen to that all the time.
He was in outfit, too, by the way. He was dressed up as Burgundy, too. Yeah.
Who is that guy?
That was Ron Burgundy.
Will Ferrell.
Will Ferrell.
As Ron Burgundy of the L.A. Kings game. No, was it Anaheim or L.A.? Yes. L.A. versus San Jose, yeah.
Sure.
That team.
It was a Kings game.
I'm sure
check
it was
the
a Kings.
Yeah. Yeah.
Check the blog.
Sure.
It's hockey. Who cares?
Our buddy NFL referee Cleve Blakeman will be here tomorrow.
Cool.
Clear up a lot of NFL. Hey, also good news. Gronk retired. That's cool.
Mr. American
That's
Dream.
That's good. Get out of here.
Yeah.
Get out of here.
I mean, he obviously helped them win.
Hey, well, I think they didn't win this last year without him.
They probably don't beat the Chiefs without. He had a couple huge plays in that game.
Yeah. Nick Allen will be here later this week.
Now the only pressure Gronk has to worry about is the pressure of Camille Kostick on him, which would be fine. That's his hot ass girlfriend.
Yeah.
Be fine pressure.
Is he going to be in movies?
Yeah.
Probably in wrestling.
Something I read yesterday said that he'd already signed a TV film deal before the Super Bowl this year.
I would think so. Yeah, why come back? You're beat up, man. You're beat up. Right. Thank you, Petey.
Thank you.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.